Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday Snippets. This is a time where we stop to intentionally listen to and reflect upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that God's word would speak to you anew and afresh. We pray that the Spirit would open our ears and our hearts to God's word, that it may come into us to shape us, to mold us, and to lead us on. Now we begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, form the minds of your faithful people into your one will. Make us love what you command and desire what you promise, that amid all the changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joy is found. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The second reading appointed for this day comes from the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is the vision given to St. John on the island of Patmos. The Spirit of God reveals this vision to him, and he writes the words for his community to be encouraged. Hear the ending of his vision. He writes, "See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' And let everyone who hears say, 'Come.' And let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes to take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord be with all the saints. Amen." The word of the Lord. If you listened last week, I talked about this book of Revelation, how when we tend to focus upon it, it tends to be, people think about the destruction, the wrath, the trumpets blowing, and the bowls being poured out. That tends to bring wrath and destruction, war and pestilence. But notice the ending. It comes with a command. Again and again and again, you hear this simple word, "Come." Jesus says in this vision that he is coming soon. And it says, the Spirit says, "Come." Everyone who hears says, "Come." Let everyone who is thirsty come. In many ways, as this book brings to a conclusion, that we see and we hear that God is victorious over all things. And God has to be, because it says here that echoes how it begins. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. It's like saying, I am the A and the Z. It's this notion that saying God always has been and God always will. That nothing can take that away. That God is there from the beginning and will be there in the end. And always, God offers this invitation. Come. He invites us to partake of this river of life, that those who are thirsty may drink of it. He offers this invitation to see what God is doing. He offers this invitation to come and to be a part of it. Too often, sometimes churches think of themselves as sort of an exclusionary club. Those who are in, it's us versus them. We see that in our society where people choose up sides and it's our way and then those who oppose us. That really has no place in the church. The church is never about us and them. It's about God. It's about Jesus and what he is doing. And notice how the vision ends. It's this invitation. It's not about what God will do with those people, but it's that open invitation. Those who are thirsty, come. Those who hear, come. How is it that we in our life hear the word of God? How is it that we sense God's presence in our life? And do we come to be a part of that? And do we invite others to come as well? For sometimes what we can do is we can take our faith in Christ and it becomes a personalized thing, a private thing, something that I have. It's about me and Jesus. And notice there's none of that. John has this vision. And notice what he does. The vision comes to him not just so that he has this vision and he can say, oh, I've had this experience with God. No, he's to write it, to tell others, to share this vision of what God is doing. God always is calling us to come. And really, as this brings all of the Bible, particularly the New Testament, to a close. In some ways, I think it's appropriate because what I see throughout the Bible is a constant story of God calling to his people to come. Many times, the people walk away. Adam and Eve disobey, but God comes to them. They get kicked out of the garden, but God provides for them. The world goes off on a tangent, and God calls Noah to save the people, you know, his family, and God calls people through that faithfulness, puts the rainbow in the sky as a reminder to God not to destroy the earth again. The people of Israel wander and go their own way. They don't follow the commands, but God calls the prophets to call and continually call people back to faithfulness to him. Jesus comes as the promised one, the Messiah, to call people back into that relationship. It's always this constant reminder that God says to us, come, partake of this living water, this water of life that will provide for you. The tree of life that will bring healing. Come and participate. Come and be a part of this new Jerusalem, this new city. God continually calls us back into relationship that we would continue to dwell in his presence forever and ever. And how is it that we also invite others to come and to be a part of what God has done? To say, here's the presence of God. Come and sense it. Come and hear his word and how it may speak to you. Come and see the grace and mercy, forgiveness and love that's extended to you, to me, and to the world. This book, this unveiling of this vision that John has, it ends with this invitation. Come. Jesus came to us so that we would be redeemed. He comes to us so that he could go to the cross to give his life, to become the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And through all of that, it's that invitation to come, receive the gifts, come and hear the word, come and see what it is that God is doing and how God is at work. How do we answer that invitation? And are we inviting others to come, to see, to experience, and to know the love of Jesus? Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. With you, there is no beginning and there is no ending, for you always are. And through all of that, you continually call us to yourself. Through the cross, you reconcile us. You wash away our sin. Through the table, you give us your body and blood that we can be fed and nourished and restored in that relationship with you. Through all of this, you say to us, come. Empower us with your spirit as we come to you and receive your love and mercy, your gifts of graciousness, gentleness, and patience. Help us to always hear that invitation and know that you are there, always calling to us to say, come to me, and I will carry your burdens, and I will make them light. For you are the one who has come to redeem us. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.